Morning. I'll be reading from Romans 8, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
It's an age-old question, isn't it? Who am I? Where did I come from? Where do I belong? It's dramatized in movies that in high school everyone has their place. You have the cheerleaders, the jocks, the emos, the skaters, the deets, the nerds. They have their titles and their place. But who are we? Who am I? I guarantee most of you here, I'd say 99% of you in this room, have some form of identification on you right now. Driving license, something like that. I have to carry a special green card with more information on me than most of y'all have to carry. But it's another form of identification. It's telling the government who I am, not just in this country, but back in England. We have passports. If you have a debit card, credit card, something like that, you also have a personal identification number, a PIN. You have to put that in to take money out of the bank or to pay for stuff. You have things that are identified to you. But who am I? What is my identity? We have this sense of needing to feel valued, to feel loved, to find a place to be, to belong, but also to feel complete. And so many times we'll wander around life trying to find, where do I belong? Who am I? Where did I come from? Where do I belong? And we ask these questions, especially growing up. I would not want to live my teen years again. You know, just trying to figure out who I am and where I knew growing up, I went to church and my friends knew I went to church and everybody else at school knew I went to church. And I wasn't afraid to hide that, but I did not belong because I went to church, because I had a faith that I wanted to live out. And everybody else at school, I graduated with a class of about 1,000, so just a small school. And I did not belong. I did not belong. I had my close-knit group of friends. Some of them came to church with me. Some of them accepted that I went to church. But everyone else cast me out. I was different. I was that weird guy. They even made a song about me. That's how outcast I was. And the only way I could get them to stop singing that song was, oh, tell me that song, to the point that they would get bored of singing it. That was the only way I could get them to stop, because they knew that I was a Christian, that my faith was important to me. But we struggle, and I don't think it matters how old we are, but I think we can struggle to know who we are. Where do I belong? We're coming to the end of the deciding on the logo. We've got the, just to remind you, they're up here. Don't forget, if you have not voted, I think Gary said we had over 100 votes last week. Please, 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 if you have not voted, put your vote in. The logo isn't our identity. I want you to know that. Our logo is not something that says, this is who we are. But what we want is something that represents who we are. That's the purpose of the logo. The logo, again, isn't a, this is what the late Jackson Church of Christ is. And as was mentioned last week, whatever is decided, colors may change a little bit, font may change a little bit. This is an idea that we want to work with. This is not the final. Because our identity is not in something we can draw. It is not in something that we can just gather together and hope people like. Our identity is so much more than that. Over the last few weeks, over the summer, we've been looking at the various aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. We've looked at love. We've looked at joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And the fruit of the Spirit is what's produced when the Spirit dwells within us. It's what happens. You have a tree, an apple tree. The tree itself is the tree. It is not the fruit. What is produced is the fruit. And so when we have the Spirit dwelling in us, we produce this fruit of love, joy, peace, etc. But who am I? What is my identity? Where do I belong? I can be very influenced by songs. I didn't grow up listening to Christian songs, and I honestly didn't know there was a Christian genre other than a cappella that we sing at church until I was probably 15, 16, 17, somewhere around there, when a girlfriend of mine introduced it to me. I was like, there's this thing called instrumental music that actually sounds cool. So I was much older than most of y'all when I first heard instrumental music that people like Third Day, Tassin Crowns, Toby Mac, and all them sing. And there was a song that really stood out to me. I'm going to read the lyrics to you. This isn't a new song. It's something that I'm sure most of you have heard at some point. It's by Tassin Crowns. It's called Who Am I? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? It's not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still, you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. And you've told me who I am. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? It's not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I have done, but because of who you are. I am yours. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? For I am yours. Damn beautiful words. And it's a reminder that I am a child of God. It's a reminder that I may not know who I am on earth, but I am His. We are His. No matter how broken we may be, what storms we may pass through, that God is with us. God is here for us. I'm going to continue the passage that Kevin read. We'll continue from verse 9. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give you He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Let's pray. Father, we had these questions. We want to know more about who we are, where we came from, where we belong. We have questions about what our purpose is. But Father, I just ask that today you'll open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes to see where we belong, to see whose we are. And Father, it's our prayer that as we struggle through life, as we have hard times and as we have our joys, let us lean in on you. Let us know that you are with us. Help us know that we are your children. Take away our struggles of doubt. Take away our questions of where we belong, and help us just know. Give us that sense of peace. Give us the sense of understanding. Father, we know that these things are only possible because your Son Jesus died on the cross for us, so that we could be called children of God, that we can be joint heirs with Christ. Father, it's in His name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read a few more texts, starting in John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." We'll flip over a few books to 2 Corinthians. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Our identity is very simple. Our identity isn't about us. And I'll come back to that in just a moment. But we ask, who am I? And from the text that we've looked at, who am I? I am a child of God, born of His Spirit. And from that last text, I am also an ambassador of Christ. And I want you to keep that in mind as I come back to this in a second. I am an ambassador. Where did I come from? I came from a Creator that wanted only to bless the world with my presence. I read something a while back. God loved me so much that He said, the world could use one of you in it. And He made you for this world. And I really enjoyed the way that, and I may not be doing it any justice, the wording is so much better, so you can Google it or find it, whatever. But the Lord saw you and said, the world would be a better place if this being was in the world. Doesn't that make you feel warm inside? That you have this sense of belonging. Do you not feel that God wants you here for a purpose, even when we do not know what that purpose is? And where do I belong? Church, you belong right here. You belong here. You have a place. We have gifts, we have talents, we have abilities that can only benefit the kingdom of God. Each person here has a different talent that can be used for God's kingdom's growth. And that's really the purpose of our identity. Who am I? Who I am is not about my height, my nationality, my color, my weight, which changes too much in the wrong way. These things do not matter. Who I am is simple. I am an ambassador for God. My identity, I want to make sure I get the wording right on this. My identity, our identity, is for the sake of making His identity known. I'll say it again. Our identity, the who am I, the little card that has your photo and your height, your whether you're a donor and all that just helps our identity make known His identity. It's very simple. And I guess that's the invitation. The invitation is, when we question who we are, when we wonder what our purpose on this earth is, our purpose is to let the Spirit dwell within us so that the fruit will be known, and the fruit points toward who God is because He is dwelling in us. Our identity is to make known His identity. And so when we live with the Spirit dwelling in us, we no longer have the need to ask, who am I? Because who am I is answered. I am a new creation, born of the Holy Spirit, that has been set free from the law of sin and death. This law that was holding us back from having a relationship with Him. And so when the world sees us, we want them to see God. When the world sees me, I don't want them to see this. I don't think anyone wants to see this. We want them to see God. Our identity is in Him. Our identity is to make Him known. Now you may have questions. You may have arguments about that. Come see me after. I'm more than happy for that. But our identity, these things that we on earth go by, when we describe someone about 6 foot, beard, whatever, these things go. As the video said, all these things that we look at people with, they go. I guarantee you do not look the same way as you did when you were first born. At least I hope you don't, for your parents' sake. These things go. But what remains is Christ is solid. He is unmoving. And when we have that relationship with Him, and I invite you to, if you have not already put Christ on in baptism, I invite you to have a relationship with Him through baptism, where the Holy Spirit will indwell you, your sins are forgiven, death is gone. You're a new creation. You have identity in Christ. So that's the invitation. If you have any needs, if you have any questions, God is here.